Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, my name is Doug Stewart. I live in Clearwater, Florida. I am the founder and president of 104 Sales Group, which is the proud maker of Protein Poppers, the healthiest snack in America.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for Protein Poppers?
In short, my career was primarily in the beverage industry, working for Pepsi Cola, and then worked for Independence. But as a world traveler or national traveler, I would get tired of running into a convenience store and finding nothing healthy to eat. So when I moved to Clearwater, I thought I was going to retire. I said, I'm going to make a healthy snack. And we came up with making a potato chip that was pretty healthy and also had some protein in it.
Awesome. So obviously that you do have competition. So are you able to differentiate yourself from your competitors?
Well, one of the things we looked at when we created the brand is, first of all, is there a need? And there's a tremendous need for healthy snacks. Then obviously we have to look at competition. Quest is a great product, big company. But when they're potato chips, how can we be a little bit better than a great company? So we made our product just simply healthier. We have less calories, less carbs, less sugar. And more importantly, we appeal to more people because we're the only snack that's gluten-free, kosher, vegan, non-GMO, and also kosher. So we appeal just to a few more people than our competition.
For sure. But like, obviously, like, I'm just curious, right? Because one thing that you have the idea for this, but like, how did you actually go from like, I have this idea, I was traveling, I couldn't find healthy snacks, actually creating it and developing this concept? Like, did you test it like in your kitchen? Like, what did that look like?
You know, it's a great question. When I left Pepsi-Cola, I worked as a consultant, and one of my companies hired me, a protein company. And so we were making protein different products at a factory in Augusta, Georgia. And I was up there one day and I just said, hey, let's start messing around here. So these little round balls, I said, let's take this round ball, let's make it healthy. And we started creating it. And it really was the help of their food scientists to put together the concept. But things never go as planned. When COVID came, unfortunately, that shut down that relationship and that factory. And we had to start over. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And when we started over, we found an even better factory. And we worked with their food scientists to take it from a concept to really a world-class product.
That's amazing. So I guess like as of today, are your products mostly sold direct to consumer online or in retail? Like where can most people find your products?
Yeah, we're sold on Amazon and we're sold on our own website, myproteinpopper.com, but we're really focused on retail. So because of COVID, and it did hurt our company, in fact, it shut us down. You know, we relaunched in August of 21. We have all the distribution with the big distributors that you or your audience may not know names like McLane, Lipari, Hackney, and we're just gaining retail distribution. So we're in regions. You're in Texas, we just went into SEPCO convenience stores. In Florida, we went into Circle K. We're going into some of the Albertson outlets. So we're still building the retail distribution, but primarily throughout retail.
So are you guys more focused like on the convenience store play, or are you looking at maybe like grocery or like big box grocery like Costco? Like what does that kind of look like for the brand?
What a great question. And that's the most exciting thing about being the owner of a small company is the opportunity. Boom, it's everywhere. So we did start a convenience store. We know that niche. It's doing well for us. But really, the number one focus right now is grocery. We have one of the best grocery brokers in the country. And we're doing big shows. In another week, we'll be in Anaheim Expo West. And so we're really focused on grocery. But as we continue to add people, I just hired two more sales managers. I need to hire two more. We'll look at specialty segments as well, like the health and nutritious, your GNCs, your vitamin shops. So the world is endless for us, but we're still in the beginning stages with a lot of opportunity.
So are you guys focused on e-commerce also? I know that you're on Amazon and selling like on your website, but are you running ads or is that more of like kind of just in the back of house channel where you're like, okay, if somebody finds us there, then we'll sell it. But it's not really something that you're really focused on in 2024.
A great question. And someone old like me doesn't really understand e-commerce the way we should. And so we went through one distributor, didn't work out, but we just hired an outstanding Amazon distributor, and we're extremely focused on it. We're having better content, we're going to do better videos, better promotions, better couponing. So we're already up about 250% in sales on Amazon off a very small number, but you're going to see us continue that growth over the next 2 years. And ironically, just before this call, I went with her to talk with our distributor about going to TikTok shop.
Okay. So I guess so, yeah, like you're looking at Amazon, but also directly selling from your website and other channels. So it's not just Amazon. It's also like selling on your website because, sure, like probably higher margins there as opposed to paying Amazon fees, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be on Amazon. They're the big gorilla. But again, TikTok Shop, we just signed up Walmart.com, our own website. But really, we're mostly primarily going to be a retail company. We met with Walmart recently. It doesn't mean we'll get Walmart, but we're working really hard with them. We're meeting with retailers every day. And I think over the next year or two, you'll see us in every major retailer in the country.
For sure. So obviously earlier that you mentioned that you were in the CPG beverage space for a long time. So I'm just curious, right? How has that really helped you out? Is it more of the connections or just like your industry knowledge? Like how has that helped you kind of get to where you guys are at today?
There's two parts to that question. When I worked for Pepsi Cola, I worked for an independent distributor that was just an outstanding ownership group. So at Pepsi, you get your training, you get your education. I was able to get promoted 6 times in 10 years. But really, where I got my education, when I went to an independent Canada Dry distributor in Florida, and we were the incubators for brands that you may know, like Sobe, Vitamin Water, Nantucket Nectar. These brands didn't start out and become billion-dollar companies. They started out with nothing. And we watched them build, and John Bello, the founder of Sobe's a mentor of mine. Mike Rapoli's an all-star, and everyone knows him in the beverage industry. So I learned an awful lot from those guys. It really helped me an awful lot on how to build a brand, not just manage a brand.
For sure. So it's kind of like the connection that you made and those people kind of helped you, guide you and given you advice. And even now that they're kind of there to be like, a good resource for your company.
Oh yeah, I was my director of media was in my office last week, and I pulled out a book from Sobe Marketing 101 for the year 2000, and we read through it, and still much of that stuff's applicable. So you just keep going back to your memory bank and your experiences and the great people along the way.
For sure. So, what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you guys face today?
Time. We want to go faster, but you can only go so fast. It's a big country, 3,000 miles wide. In the retail segment, sometimes a chain like Publix, which is the most important chain in the world to us, we live in Florida, and that's the reason. They may buy protein products once a year. So if you miss that sucker, you're waiting another year. We're not very patient here. We want to be everywhere tomorrow. But it's really just being patient, knowing that it's going to take 3, 4 years to build a national brand.
For sure. So I guess like for 2024 to be successful for you, like what would that entail? Like how much growth do you guys want to see this year from last year, for example?
That's a great question. And we're a private company, so we can share our numbers. We grew 60% last year, which is an okay number. We're planning, if we don't grow 8x to 10x, we'll be very disappointed. So at least 800 to perhaps even 1,000%. Again, off a small base, but we have a great sales team. Just hired a guy in Detroit. Will hired Patricia from Florida. So we should grow at least 800% this year.
What do you think is like the biggest obstacle between like where you want to be and like sort of like what's in the way of like growing by 8x from last year?
Yeah, well, again, the two obstacles would be just the cycle of the grocery stores and the chain stores and, getting in front of the buyer. And, we missed the month of April. Maybe we have to wait another year. The second obstacle and where we spend all of our efforts is really once we're in a store, pulling our brand off the shelf. Working, we have a great media team now and making sure that if we're in CEFCO, which is in your state of Texas, 180 convenience stores, are we really doing the right thing for our retailer to make sure we're running the promotions, the geofence marketing? So our greatest efforts right now are focused on repeat sales. We have a great product. I'm not saying it because I'm the founder. It just tastes great. When everyone tries it, they're like, wow, this shouldn't taste great. There's no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, and it's good for you. But we're really focused on repeat sales.
I mean, I can say firsthand, I've tried your product. It does taste great. So that is a fact. But I guess, like in the stores, right? Do you do like a lot of in-store sampling? Like, how do you get somebody who's never tried it to actually go and try your product?
It's funny to say that the sampling days are not as prominent as they were once. Certainly, Costco, Sam's still do it. So we don't have that opportunity. So we'll do digital couponing. We'll do events. We're doing a big event in Detroit coming up called the Hot Chocolate Run. 5,000 participants are going to be running. We're going to be one of the main sponsors. Every single participant, we get a free bag of protein poppers, and it will direct them to the stores in that Detroit market. So we're going to do a lot of local events throughout the country.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think for sure it's like getting into stores is very important, obviously, because you said, right, it can be challenging because how do you convince somebody who's like walking down the aisle to choose protein poppers versus choosing something else? So it's like, have you guys use some of those creative marketing strategies that you mentioned and like in the book, or just like how do you kind of, even like with your packaging or branding, get someone to actually pick them off the shelf?
You know, it's funny you say that. One thing we have in our company is no ego. We're really a family-run company. If you see behind me the 104 sales group, the 10 is the month of number 10 for the month of October. That's my daughter's birthday. And the 4 is April. That's my other daughter's birthday. So it is a family company. And about a year ago, someone from Costco said, we really don't like your packaging. We weren't offended. We're taken back. We remodeled, redid it. Our new packaging looks great, and we've improved a little bit. So we're just going to constantly continue to improve. We think right now the packaging is the right packaging, the product's right packaging. We're going to continue to do big shows. We're doing Expo West, which is the largest show in the country, in Anaheim in a few weeks, and just keep pushing the product out there because we know when people pick it up, it tastes great, and they'll buy it again.
For sure. So obviously now in 2024, that many companies are looking at ways to use things like AI. So do you guys use AI in your business? And if not, like where can AI come in and help you out in 2024?
We have not looked at it yet, not because we don't want to, just because right now we had to build the base model, but that will become part of 2024, 2025.
For sure. But I guess like what specifically, is it more of like a AI chat or AI for content writing? Like where can AI kind of add value for protein poppers?
I think it's both. I think it's content and chat. And again, it's about getting that word out there and spreading the word that it is a good product, that it tastes great. It's not right for everybody. It has to be someone that truly wants an all natural, healthy product, no preservatives, no artificial flavors. We always say that our products are good for about 40% of America, and we really want to concentrate in that area.
For sure. So I guess like speaking of that, right, then who is an ideal customer? Is it somebody who's cares about fitness and health, or like what's or like, parents, families, like who are you guys kind of targeting when it comes to your ideal customers?
No, that's a great question because I really made it for myself, and I'm just an old guy that wants to eat healthy and stay in shape. And but what we're finding out, really surprisingly, the Gen Z and the Gen X are probably going to be our biggest customer. And again, we're good for someone from 5 to 105. But really, that's we're really thinking that more and more people today, and you might have a bag right here. It's amazing that when people are looking at the front of the bag, it's cool. But a lot of people are looking at the back of the bag, and that's where we win customers over. No artificial flavors, no artificial ingredients, and so to answer your question. We think we're good at all channels, but really Z and X would be our core.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you guys started this business?
Whew. The biggest piece of advice I wish I had was patience, because you really do have to be patient. It takes years to get distribution, and I won't bore you with all the names, but we really do have distribution at all the big guys like Unified, KeHE, Core-Mark. And then just having a good team. We went through three Amazon distributors to find the right one. We went through two manufacturers to find the right manufacturer. We have a great vice president now and a real experienced guy, Bob. He's outstanding. So it's just having that patience to build the right team. And then when you're ready, which we are right now we've got to jump. Now we have to move really, really quick.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, this is like one of the most common things that we hear on this podcast. It's always going to take longer and always going to cost more money probably than you actually envision when you're first starting a company.
No doubt about it. Even a guy like me that's experienced, we've made spent more money than perhaps we wanted to, but that's part of the business. But we knew all along that it takes 4 years to get a brand incubated. I mean, again, I go back to the beverages that I worked with, like Nantucket, Sobe, Vitamin Water, all great products. They weren't 1 year wonders. They worked their butt off. Those guys earned what they got, and it took time. So we're on schedule where we want to be now. And now that's how we can get to the 8X and 10X, because we have the distribution, the good product, good people. Now we just have to work a little harder.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for protein poppers?
The biggest thing I hope to see 1 year from now is that you and your audience will know more about us because we'll be in the local supermarkets. We'll be in the HEBs in Texas and the Meijers in Detroit and the Publixes in Florida. So I think we'll be a much better known brand. We are going to do a lot more. We're having meetings with social influencers every day to build the brand awareness. We are going to be in 5 TV movies this year. Amy Schumer's coming out with a movie. We're going to have product placement in that movie. So I think the biggest thing is that more people know who we are, and when they are, they'll pick us up.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess the best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, the best way is our website or even my personal email. But the website's very simple, myprotainpoppers.com.
Awesome. Well, Doug, thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you guys.
Dan, I appreciate it. And let's stay close in touch. And anything I do for you or your community, please don't hesitate to let us know. And again, I'll share this. We're very big in the community. We just became a proud sponsor of the Obesity National Conference. So if there are conferences or places where we can help people get healthy, we're also approved in the schools. We're very much into helping out and supporting the local community. So if any of your listeners need help, we'd be more than happy to help out in the local community.
Awesome. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye now.